Okay, here we go again. Let's look at how to be healed. You know, this is so simple. I mean, the gospel is simple, you know. Remember, the scripture says that God chose the foolishness of preaching, you know, to save folks. And so it works the same way for healing too here. So this is not something we can't get a hold of. Okay, I want us to start here in the book of Acts. I just want to pull out a story here. In the book of Acts chapter 9 here, and you see Peter, it says here, let's back up verse 31. I'm reading from the Living Bible. You choose whatever translation you want to. You're still going to get to the same result here. Meanwhile, the church had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and grew in strength and numbers. The believers learned to walk in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Peter traveled from place to place to visit them, and in his travels, he came to the believers in the town of Lydda. There he met a man named Aeneas, it's A-E-N-E-A-S, paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Okay, watch what happens next. Peter said to him, Aeneas, we'll just call him Andy, okay? Andy, Jesus Christ has healed you. I'm like, wait a minute, did he show up? I mean, what happened here? Your King James Bible says, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, okay? I'm completely jealous here. I mean, what did he do? Just single somebody out, you know, and so we can't single ourselves out and get help? No, it's the same Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I mean, where is the Lord when you need him? Well, it's really up to us. Where are we when we think he's there? You know, Psalm 46, verse 1 says, he is a very present help in time of trouble. We're the ones that throw him out the window and say, well, he's not here, you know. Whole time he said, two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of you. He also said, I never leave you nor forsake you. But anyway, notice this. Aeneas, or we'll call him Andy. Andy, Jesus Christ has healed you. Get up and make your bed. And he was healed instantly. Then the whole population of Lydda and Sharon turned to the Lord when they saw Aeneas walking around. You know, the Bible tells us that the works that I do shall you do also. That's what Jesus said, John chapter 14, read it for yourself. Same chapter that said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. We have no problem believing that one, but we choke on the same miracles Jesus did, we can do. You know, you got to quit choking on it, and you'll find out, just like Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. Wow. Okay. But I'd be totally jealous here seeing that Jesus Christ has healed you, or as the King James Version says, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Boy, I could use some of that. Well, he's the same. Why don't you just tell the Lord about that? Hey, let's go over to the 14th chapter. Now it was Peter. Here's Paul. Oh, no, you mean someone else is going to do this? Yeah, watch this. All right, in Acts chapter 14, remember the book of Acts is totally historical. It's how they acted. That's the reason they call it Acts. It's the Acts of the church, you know. And don't fall for that, you know, well, it was just for the apostles. Well, Paul wasn't an apostle. Matter of fact, he was going around killing Christians. You know, let's read. He said, I'm the worst of all sinners. Was this grace given? You know, whatever. And when you say it was just the 12 disciples, then you totally ignore the fact that that the scripture shows us plainly in the gospels that not only did Jesus give the 12 disciples power to go heal the sick, he gave the 70 too. He sent out 70. And then he said, pray the Lord of the harvest, he sent more. And of course, we now see after the resurrection, he sent us all, because he said, we all could lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Wow. But, you know how it is. We just don't believe that today, see? Well, we got to change. We got to start believing that. Praise the Lord. All right, here we go. Acts chapter 14. What happened here? You know, if we could write the book of Acts today, what would it be like in the book in America? What will we say? It'd almost be like a dead story. Who wants to hear anything about Jesus? Because we don't believe he can do anything. See, we got to fix that, because that's just not true. Praise the Lord. All right, here we go. Acts chapter 14. So let's drop on down here to, verse 8. While they were in Lystra, it's just like saying it was Decatur or Birmingham or whatever, or Mobile or wherever, some city over there, okay? Oh, they came upon a man with crippled feet who had been that way from birth, so that he had never walked. Now, that's a doggone long time. Wow. And you may have some problems that have been there for a doggone long time. And you can get settled and just say, well, I guess it's never going to work. Well, you settle. But I'm not willing to settle. Look at this. So this guy had been crippled, never had walked. Look at this. He was listening as Paul preached. Now, what's that got to do with it? Well, I'll tell you what's got to do with it. Paul must have been speaking about how great our God is, how great Jesus is, how he will help you now, like Psalm 46:1 says. Imagine David going out to Goliath, and Goliath already said, I'm going to kill you, you know. And then David goes, well, I hope this works. You know, I know you come at me with a sword and a shield, and I come at you, well, on a wing and a prayer. You know, I don't know if my slingshot's going to work today. You know, I don't know if God's with me today. I didn't feel him today. That's not what David said. You come at me in a sword and a shield, and I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. You know, and this day, and if you'll remember the story, Goliath said, I'm going to kill you and take your head off. You know, David turned around and said, not only am I going to kill you, I'm going to kill your whole army. Wow. Go ahead and read the story. And he did it. Wow. Anyway, back to this. This guy listened as was listening as Paul preached, and Paul noticed him and realized he had faith to be healed. Now what is that? Oh, you know what that is. If I told you the fish were biting, you'd get your gear and you'd take off. That's what faith is. If I told you I put a bunch of money in your bank account, you'd take off. You'd at least call and find out electronically or check your account and go, wow, it is. Instead of going, well, I'll believe it when the statement comes in. Oh, really? You're going to wait that long? I don't think so. This guy here noticed, Paul said he realized, and Paul noticed him and realized he had faith to be healed. So Paul called to him, stand up. And the man leaped to his feet and started walking. When the listening crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the dialect of the local, they shouted in their local dialect, of course, these men are gods in human bodies. Well, you can read the rest of the story. Paul straightened them out on that. You know, he said, no, it's Jesus Christ who did that. Let's go all the way to the very last chapter of the book of Acts. You can't miss these things. They're just laid out just historically. You can start in Acts chapter 1, just go all the way through and healing, 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 healing. I mean, my goodness. All right, here we go. Matter of fact, one place that said they even laid the people on the side of the road just so the shadow of Peter would touch them. They also said that handkerchiefs and cloths were taken from Paul's body and they just laid them on people and they were healed. I mean, if we don't need healing today, why do we have that in the story? It's certainly not to make Jesus look so great, you know. I mean, come on, he's great anyway. I mean, think about it. He's resurrected from the dead, whether we believe it or not. Anyway, here we go. Acts chapter 28 is the tail end of a terrible shipwreck. 276 people were on that boat, but they survived. So in Acts chapter 28, look at verse 1. We soon learned that we were on the island of Malta. The people of that island were very kind to us, building a bonfire on the beach to welcome and warm us in the rain and cold. As Paul was gathering an armful of sticks to lay on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, fastened itself onto his hand. Doggone, that's a terrible story. Yeah, and this is one of them two-stepper things. They say, you know, one step, you're bit, and the second step, you're dead. The people of the island saw it hanging there and said to each other, well, a murderer, no doubt. Though he escaped the sea, justice will not permit him to live. But Paul shook off the snake in the fire and was unharmed. Oh my gosh, he's the great saint, the great apostle Paul, and it was just destined that he would never die from a snake bite. You're the destined the same way. Oh, you remember in Acts chapter 3 when Paul, the guy that was laid at the gate, he was, you know, he was crippled. And he said, why think ye that it's by our own power or holiness that we made this guy to walk? No, it was the name of Jesus. And there's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. And he wasn't talking about going to heaven. He's talking about being healed, wasn't he? All right, here we go. So back to this. Paul shook off the snake in the fire and was unharmed. Anyway, verse 6. The people waited for him to begin swelling or suddenly fall dead. But when they had waited a long time and no harm came to him, they changed their minds and decided he was a god. Whoa. But of course, this story has all been fabricated. So the wheel just will, because we need help to believe that Jesus is really Lord. No, he created the heavens and the earth, whether we believe it or not. And it's in your conscience down deep. We already know it. We already know he's Lord. Remember, one day, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Wow. This was not a fabricated story just to say, wow, look at this. We got to have a great religion here. No, this happened. Anyway, verse 7, near the shore where we landed, okay, so in other words, you know, he didn't die, did he? Everybody thought the same thing. He didn't fall over and die, so they thought, well, he's a god. Verse 7, Near the shore where we landed was an estate belonging to Publius, or Publius, whatever, the governor of the island. He welcomed us courteously and fed us for 3 days. Now, I mean, there's so many miracles here. This was a bad storm, like a hurricane. The ship was destroyed, but all 276 people survived. They made it to land. And then this guy has a banquet for him. Remember the Psalm 23 says he'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies? Wow. Anyway, and as it happened, Publius's father, in other words, the governor's dad was ill with a fever and dysentery. Paul went in and prayed for him and laying his hands on him, healed him. Now, hold on just a moment here. We don't do that at my church. Well, you know what? You might want to tell them that we need to start doing this or you're going to be losing some membership. Look at this. And all this is laid out so plain in the scriptures. You can see the disciples doing it. We know what to do. James chapter 5 tells you exactly how to do it. But you can just take it from here. Let's see if the parts you need to know is right here. Paul went in and prayed for him and laying his hands on him, healed him. Say, well, why aren't they just cleaning out the hospitals? That's a good question. Why aren't they? Yeah, nobody's willing to go in there, you know. Nobody's willing to tell them. We have chaplain service on the third story there, and he'll take care. Oh, really? Is he doing that? Mm-mm. See? And think about it at home. What do? We run to the medicine cabinet. We don't even think the Lord can help us anymore. And if the medicine cabinet doesn't fix it, we run somewhere else. We run here. Richard, I pray. Oh, really? Well, how come you're not telling me about this stuff? I mean, we got an excuse for everything. Anyway, so let's back to this. So look what Paul did. He prayed for him, laying his hands on him and healed him. Now, oh, my goodness. It's almost like I need to shield everybody from reading verse 9. I mean, are you kidding me? Look at this. Then, in other words, after that happened, in other words, someone got healed just simply because Paul did what the Bible said do. Then all the other sick people in the island. Oh, please, Richard, don't tell me. This is fantasy. No, it's not fantasy. Then all the other sick people in the island came and were cured. Wow. So when Jesus fed the 5,000, basically, if he was in the Bible Belt, we'd had 5,000 there, but about a third of them probably would have gone hungry. That's the way we would have taught it today, you know. He doesn't get everybody. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more what? Abundantly. We're the ones that's got this thing backwards. Anyway, praise the Lord. Well, we'll go figure it out. Isn't that right? Study the Word of God. Look to Him to help you. Ask Him to help you, and He'll get you back on your feet again.